Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Sakacki alongside my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr., University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Hurricanes coming up with the Louisville Cardinals on a Friday night game, 7 o'clock kickoff, Miami and Louisville. But first, we look back to the Hurricanes' win against Florida State, 28-22. State champs again, coach. Congratulations on a dominating victory.
Good to be able to go and handle business in-state. And once that's handled, of course, I'll focus on to the rest of the conference play and excited to get after it.
Coach, I'm going to go to here first. How about all those Hurricane fans that made it to Tallahassee when you ran out of the tunnel to come on and then after the game to celebrate with you? It's great to see the orange and green and white in the stands.
No doubt. Strong yeah. Presence, felt loud in the right area too, right around the tunnel, and then some on the field. I saw a bunch of them on the field. But anyways, all in all, just it's awesome to see that kind of support. They've been awesome all year at Hard Rock, and our first road trip, they certainly they did a great job.
Coach, when you look back at the Florida State game, where do you think you won that game? Was it across the board, in the trenches, on the perimeter, a combination of all of it?
In combination of all of it, I think we've won it, you know, in the off season. I think we've won it in the trenches. I thought the guys out in the perimeter, whenever they overstacked boxes, took advantage of just one-on-one matchups, and when they didn't, we took advantage of just going head-to-head, mano a mano. So, and it was, you know, the shame of it is we could have been up 35-3 with the ball, but those things happen, and those things happen because we need to get better at it. We need to coach it better. We need to practice it better to get a better result, but looking forward to just improving and putting together an entire game of Hurricane football.
First five games of the season, you've defined Malachi Toney as a bona fide playmaker, and then of course you look down the list and you've got CJ Daniels and other guys as well, but they just seem to start with confidence. The plays get bigger.
They do, and it's because of the way they practice. I mean, they walk into a game with a lot of confidence, not just due to some false bravado. They legitimately feel like they are ready to take a routine play and turn it into a big play just by playing really hard.
It's interesting, the game swung with two true freshmen. Fitzgerald, the interception, and the very next play, Malachi Toney, back-to-back true freshmen, or back-to-back plays, true freshman making game-changing plays.
You know, and on that play, the interception, a great job by Armando Blunt. He's double-teamed, and he still pushes and presses the pocket and gets a piece of the quarterback to make that ball come out with a little bit less zip, which hung it up perfectly for Bryce to come over and pick it off.
Coach, Bain and Mezidor are deserve to be said. Every time you say Bain, you need to say Mezidor. Every time you need to say Mezidor, Bain. They just set the tempo, and I noticed after the game, both of those guys had left everything on the field, just exhausted, but it showed with their production.
Well, you know what? The games that we're going to be playing in, it's going to require your absolute best and whatever it takes from everybody. And sometimes those rep counts get really high, and it is what it is, man. There was a day and age where none of us came out of the game, right?
That's
far and gone. But and also want to point out David Blay, who's been playing some really good football up front, really stout, really strong. And, you know, sometimes the stat line doesn't show it because this defense is based on doing your job, which sometimes the other guys get the stats. He has done a great job, and he's only getting better.
It's amazing. There were 40-some passes in the game and no holding calls on Florida State. I don't know how that happened, but at any rate, defensively, for three quarters, for sure, I thought it was one of the most dominating defensive performances University of Miami's had in a long time. Your team was swarming everywhere and had the three takeaways for the three quarters, and things got a little muddy in the fourth quarter, but for three quarters, it was incredible.
No doubt, and really almost had a fourth takeaway, right. You know, had it right in our hands, yeah. And it got away from us. But the level of violence and physicality that our guys played with and the levels of communication and swarm were really, really high, you know. And then towards the end of the game, we just got to do a better job on offense and sustain drives, right, not shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties and a couple of errors. But all in all, yes, really, really pleased with the way our guys came out to play dominant football.
Special teams, as always, is a big part of this game. You did a great job on the onside kicks, making sure that Miami got the football, but also the punt game was great, and you just kept building in all three phases.
Yeah, you practice the hands team, but you never know how often it's going to come about. All of a sudden, you end up using it three times,
right
on the road. And lining up and recognizing exactly, you know, what's coming is the most important part. And then from there, just play ball, right, and make sure that we get our hands on the ball and covered up and that we're good to go. But just great job overall, minus the one punt that came out a little sideways. Dylan Joyce just continues to do a great job for us. And Adam Booker as well. I mean, the entire punt team just getting down there and covering a dangerous returner was really great to see.
Carson Beck, 20-27, 241 yards, four touchdown passes, three of them for 20 yards or more. He was excellent.
He was, and it was, we had a dry field.
It's the first time he's had a dry ball.
Yeah, we had good weather, and winds were under 25 miles per hour, so... You know, those guys, they're really good players. Carson does an unbelievable job of preparation, and it was good to see those guys go out there and aggressively execute the plan. And what can you say? Those plays certainly, they changed the momentum in a hurry.
With your tight end room, both Lofton and, of course, Bauman, six catches combined, and they moved the chains and were a big part of the offense again.
No doubt. And those guys are now healthy, and they are certainly playing at a very physical level, a higher level, and you can expect their roles to just get bigger and bigger. They've always been such an integral part of our offensive system, so glad to see those guys touch the ball and make plays.
You're five games in, so some metrics are starting to show up now, more of a sample size. One of them that jumps out to me is you convert 47% on third down, and the opponent's converting less than 30% on third down. When there's that wide margin, that's usually very favorable to a team, which so far I think has been very helpful, and that trend continues. Those are winning trends.
They are, and we want to be over 50% from a conversion standpoint, even lower than that from a defensive side of the ball. So, again, some really positive stuff and some progress. But, brother, we got a long ways to go. We've had a great week of work so far, and we'll continue. And we're ready to go play our best football.
Coach, another stat or conversation that comes up week after week is explosives by offense, takeaways by defense. If you can win both those categories, it certainly increases your percentage of victory.
Without a doubt. When you make an explosive offensive play, your chances for touchdowns, I mean, they exponentially improve. You know, and not everyone can methodically drive the ball down the field. You know, we feel that when we're hitting on all cylinders, we can. You know, we've shown the ability to be routine-oriented and do things, but those explosive plays certainly open things up. And sometimes it's not just the long pass, it's the short pass that turns into a long gain. It's a routine run that ends up breaking out there and whatnot. So, and then, of course, defensively, when you limit those, it changes just the entire energy, right, not only of the defense but of the team. And we're certainly doing a much better job of that and just got to keep getting better.
I did want to hit on, I feel like your mentality is attack, 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 and get a reward. Went for it twice on fourth down. One of them led to a touchdown, and then another on the fourth down was a touchdown.
Well, I mean, we study from a situation standpoint, very diligently, and we're kind of wired going into a game, what we want to do, what we're willing to do. And as the game starts, you start analyzing the circumstances and the situations and the personnel battles. You start assessing, okay, we feel really good about this matchup or that matchup, or maybe we don't. And so that lends to make you teeter on one side or the other. Those were complete goes for us. And our guy, you just saw the look in their eyes. They wanted to get after them. They want to get after this team. They want to play at a high level and put the game in their hands, and they made the most of it.
Coach Wesley Bissaint, in all phases that he was in, just in every single week, really, this entire season, he's playing like a senior, and it's important.
It is. Wesley, the added size, the increased levels of conditioning, the coaching that he's getting right now, you know, the legitimate just hands-on technique, fundamentals, eye discipline, alignment, assignments, communication. What that entire linebacking crew is getting from Coach Heatherman is next level stuff. So you see the improvements weekly from these guys, and you see their appetite for improvement also increase. So it's a lot of fun to watch.
I thought going into this game, we talked about it last week on the show, there'd be a little bit of a battle for identity, your side being the physical side and Florida State with a lot of misdirection, we'll call it, trick plays. And your team was ready for all of it. There was nothing in there that really, you didn't get bamboozled at all.
They hide the ball well, you know, they really do. I mean, you're playing triple option football plus more on every single play, and they do a really good job, you know, in certain parts of the field. It's hard to tell what they're doing because they've been so diverse over the years in that system. But I felt our guys just as a game, you know, after that first drive, just got their cleats in the ground, had a really good sense of our game plan versus theirs, and executed at a really high level.
Another young man that gets better every single game is Zach Poizier. He came up with a forced fumble, but just makes play after play. But also at that position, consistency is key.
And he's been physical. Mm-hmm. You know, he's run the alley and gotten downhill and knocked people back on really important down and distance situations. An incredible teammate, human being, and competitor and worker. Awesome to be around that guy all the time. Sky's the limit for ZP. Glad to see him continually just improve, get better. He's on his way to, sky's the limit for him, man. He's awesome.
I do have to mention Keontae Scott had a whale of a game.
Yeah.
11 tackles. I think he had a sack in there as well. This guy was, and he loves being a Miami Hurricane so much. Mm-hmm. But boy, he's getting better every night, every game out.
He sure is. Fast and physical, you know, a lot like we were just talking about ZP. Keontae is his sense, his nose for the football, his intuition, his just natural football instincts, and coupled with leadership abilities, high effort and physicality guy, really playing at a high level, and another guy that his best football is ahead of him. You know, he's just getting started. He's improved, and he's always hungry for more. You look at him, you look at Poizier, you look at Jacoby Thomas, those three guys are really playing well together. And if you talk to them right now, they'll tell you they have a lot of things they got to work on and improve. So they've pushed hard all week long, and we're looking forward to us getting better.
Coach, your offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, and his ability to work a game plan, ran the football extremely well, threw it when you needed to, but also dropped in the nice little flea flicker that paid big dividends.
No doubt. Sudden change, and hit him with a big play right away. Called it aggressively and just – really some really unique adjustments, just studying them, what they do, and some things they have done at the previous stops that we felt really, really good about, you know, because we didn't have a very high offensive play count, you know, so yards per play, scoring per play per drive was pretty high. And the senseless penalty, I mean, it's a shame because that was one of the more impressive, I would say, individual efforts. But the fact that the offensive line blocked so well, that the quarterback went all the way through his progression to get back to the, in essence, a check down on that late mesh opening, was really neat to see. You know, that's routine football turning into a big play, but we have to eliminate those penalties because those penalties are, number one, they're unacceptable, and number two, they can get you hurt.
Putting a bow tie on Florida State before we move on to Louisville, you're 5-0, but the win over Florida State champions, back-to-back wins over FSU, what kind of impact does that have for you and your program?
Well, I mean, it just validates a lot of the stuff that we talked about when we got here. You know, recruiting is a vicious world, right? And I think, you know, we focus on us. We are always going to focus on us. But when we arrive, it felt like everybody was focusing on taking shots at Miami because they already had been at their programs a little bit longer and had established themselves a little bit more. So to go out and do that against our state rivals, which we respect everybody, but we're all focused on winning. It speaks volumes, and it also makes a statement, especially to guys that are playing here in the state of Florida. And at the same time, we quickly put that to bed and move on because we have more goals and that are right around the corner that we got to tend to, and that's all we're worried about. And we'll reflect on this more at the end of the season or whatnot, but right now it's full throttle, eyes forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's Miami and Louisville Friday night, Hard Rock Stadium, Friday night football. Hurricanes and the Louisville Cardinals, 18th meeting. Miami leads the series 12-4-1. There was one tie, but this Louisville team comes in 4-1. This is a very good Louisville team. What jumps out to you about the Cardinals?
Well, we can honestly say they're as good as any team that we have played or will play on our schedule. They are in the top 20 in just about every statistical category, and I say in the upper part of that top 20. Offensively and defensively, extremely aggressive and efficient. And when you sum it all up, you go down to what they do in the red zone, right? The money area, the money downs. They're top 5 and top 10 on both sides of the ball. And they're complemented by a very effective and explosive special teams unit. I know they lead the conference in top 5 in the country in punt returns and up there in kickoff returns as well, and their coverage team. So what you're looking at is a big, fast, athletic team that plays with great physicality, and they're really, really well coached. I mean, the play callers are as good as you'll see in college football.
Big quarterback battle, Miami versus Louisville. Miller Moss, last two games, well over 300 yards. Guy comes from USC and is a big, powerful quarterback. They're number 26 right now in the nation. He is with total yards at 1,300 yards so far.
Yeah, he was a great player at high school and at USC as well. Found an opportunity at Louisville, so a tremendous addition for them. And he's complemented by some unbelievable playmakers now in the backfield, out on the perimeter at the tight end position, a big athletic and physical offensive line as well. And schematically, it's a large menu. You know, it's a large menu on both sides. We both have a couple weeks to prepare, right? We both are coming off of by week. So all in all, a tremendous opportunity for the Canes.
The playmakers. Chris Bell is a big receiver. His last two games have been monster games. And Isaac Brown, the running back, if you lose him, he'll leave you in a vapor trail. Those two guys are two of the best playmakers in this league.
No doubt. And more than in this league in the country. And they've got a bunch more of them. A lot of South Florida ties as well. It'll be a very intense and physical game. And certainly we got to prepare to be at our best.
Coach Braun puts a lot of focus on the offense since he's an offensive guy, but their defense, three interceptions against Pittsburgh, and they've done a great job since day one. That defensive coordinator's done phenomenal with them. They create a lot of problems.
Really disruptive and very multiple. I mean, they get in and out of certain fronts. They stem, they'll be in four down one play, then they'll be in bear, then they'll be in odd tight. And then it's pressure, then it's disguised pressure, then it's a sim pressure. they give you a lot, and they do a great job communicating. So the guys are in the right spots, and the passing windows are very tight. They're really good tacklers as well, just a very impressive outfit.
These linebackers seem to be pretty rugged, right? Quinn, Watts, Perry, maybe three of the best linebackers you'll see.
They are. And again, just they're all of the same kind of mold where they are fast or athletic, but they play physical. But they line up well. They communicate really well. That's what stands out, because they've played against some really good offenses and they've done a great job.
Ron English, the defensive coordinator, I think over the last 2 years, he's only allowed an average of 23 points a game. That's very impressive.
Yeah, and he's had a tremendous career, a lot of experience, seen a lot of ball. We've now played against each other a few times, right? So, again, the weeks of preparation, you got to be completely dialed in and focused on making sure you prepare to the best of your abilities.
I mean, you look at their numbers. Virginia's got a nice offense. They held Virginia to 237 yards, and that game went overtime.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And you saw some of the plays that end up tilting the game were kind of freak plays, right? Mm-hmm. Turnovers that end up going the other way. I think it was 14 defensive points scored by Virginia. So all in all, again, and we've seen it, and we're going to continue to study it and prepare, but they're an excellent football team.
And, Coach, it is the battle of the boots. Coach Schnellenberger was a coach, of course, at Miami and then at Louisville, and there's some bragging rights that come with the win in this football game.
100%. It's become a really big part of the game, and honoring Coach Schnellenberger and whatnot. So everyone knows at this time of year it's conference football. Mm-hmm. All over the country, right? I mean, it's been now 2 weeks in a row, 22, 24 plus games that came down to one possession. So everyone's got to be at their best.
Last thing on this, you mentioned their special teams. I don't know that I've ever seen this. The punt returner is averaging 24 yards a return. That's Colin Lacy. We got a good dose of him a year ago. How do you contain him?
Well, you got to make sure that, number one, you give yourself a chance with the right operation time, the right hang time, and location of the ball, right? The other part is you got to make sure you protect first, because they will and can block punts, and that you get down there and you spread that net in a manner where you can corral him, because if he finds an opening, not going to catch that guy. He's really fast.
Coach, we've saw the last two games been rival games, Florida, Florida State. We've seen some of your emotion on the sideline, your passion. We can feel your passion on this show, but do you think that energy that you have, the passion for this program, you feel like now that's getting into this program, into your players' DNA?
Well, I mean, I never think it's about me. I mean, I'm in this role as a servant leader, and I'm part of a team, you know, and I'm surrounded by coaches that work their butts off, and people in academics and down in development and in the training room, strength and conditioning, and we all, you know, there's it's one philosophy there and one culture. There aren't any subcultures, so to speak. So we all feel like we're improving, and we also all feel that there's a lot of improvement to be made. So we like to stay along those lines. We like to stay along the lines of just get all the noise and nonsense and all the other distraction stuff out of the way and attend to what's important. That's making sure that all of our focus is on preparing to the best of our abilities all the time and being great teammates and colleagues, because that combination right there will give us our best chance of success.
Don mentioned earlier Coach Dawson, but your assistants, I think they're both excellent play callers, but also designer of plays, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We have great coordinators. And it starts with the fact that they're great people and they're team guys. You know, there's no ego involved there. And they have great assistant coaches. So those are great think tanks. I mean, the ideas, the concepts that come to the table, and not all of them are used, but we all know that once we decide on something, we leave that table, whether we agree or disagree, we leave, you know, in uniform, right? We leave all on the same page. And so that collaboration has led to some really good game plans and to some success for our team. And most importantly, some trust and confidence from our players in the plan, knowing that we're going to help put them in the best position to make plays.
Coach, back to the Virginia game against Louisville, they had 10 receivers against Virginia. That spreads it out as much as anybody in college football. But the defense had 9 tackles for loss. So both sides are applying pressure.
Just really disruptive. And the way that they call it, that scheme lends to being disruptive and getting penetration and creating negative plays. You have to be airtight in your communication, your blocking schemes, both in run and pass.
It's Friday Night Football, a little bit of a curveball here, Friday Night Football. So calling on all Canes and all businesses to let Cane fans out early. It's Friday Night Football at Hard Rock Stadium. And, of course, you have accurately made that the asylum, and we want to see that on Friday night.
It's you've seen what an impact that's had on our game so far this season. I mean, and that's exactly what it turns into. It turns into an asylum, and one that just creates an atmosphere that, you know, gets our guys really, really juiced up, and that has an impact, man. You know, and we always want to make our community, our university, our people proud, and there's nothing better than coming out that tunnel and seeing all that juice and all that energy and making sure it stays there all the way through. So let's get it packed up and see everybody there on Friday.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. The very best of luck.
Always. Go Canes.
That's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.